Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The response of the Rawabila of the Muslims to the decisions of the Jews are affirmation for them. What is called the Mini-Ministerial Council for Political and Security Affairs in the Jewish entity, the Cabinet, approved a series of dangerous decisions aiming to reshape the administration of the Palestinian lands in the occupied West Bank and to strengthen the project of annexing it to it and settlement expansion upon it. These decisions of the entity of the Jews are not surprising, for it is nothing but an enemy to Allah and His Messenger and the believers, a usurper of the blessed land of Palestine, the possessor of the massacres and slaughters in Deir Yassin and Sabra and Shatila and Gaza and others. But what is surprising are the positions of the existing entities in the lands of the Muslims, whose rulers have become accustomed to humiliation and disgrace, so that they no longer have an atom of feeling, so they have become like the dead, so that the saying of the poet is true regarding them. Whoever is humiliated, humiliation becomes easy upon him. There is no pain for a wound in a dead person. So this Arab League, in its statement, which it issued in response to the decisions of the Jews, condemns and denounces in these eight states which Trump used to pass through them his plan to colonize Gaza and end what remains of the issue of Palestine, condemn those decisions and call upon the international system to bear its responsibilities. Then the decisions of the Jews continue to become a reality. The Rawabida, incompetent lowly rulers of the Muslims and their hangers-on from ministers and representatives and delegates have become accustomed to humiliation and disgrace, and they have become familiar with them until they became a part of them and they lost every atom of modesty. Trump commands them and they rush responding, preserving the entity of the Jews and protecting it, unleashing it to do what it wishes in the blessed land and opening their airspaces to its planes and its missiles, roaming and moving about to violate the sanctities of the lands of the Muslims and shed their blood in Lebanon and Syria, Yemen, and Iran. O Muslims, until when will these Rawabida continue insulting you to your enemies and wasting your issues and neglecting them? And to what extent will they proceed in enabling the colonial states over you and your lands, while you, with what Allah has granted you of seas and waterways, are able to seize them by their throat, and with what Allah has granted you of wealth, you are able to cut off from them the means of life? Would those states have been able to gain control over your lands were it not for these foolish ones? The duty upon you, shar'i and rationally, O sons of the Islamic Ummah, and O people of strength and power in it, is that you resolve your matter and take your decisive decision by uprooting these traitorous rulers and their systems and appointing one Khalifa, Caliph, who rules you all by the Book of Allah, glorified be He, and the Sunnah of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this Hizb al-Tahrir, the leader who does not lie to his people, is among you and from you. So hasten to work with it and support it to establish the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, on the method of the prophethood, which will deliver you from this humiliation. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.